این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
February 1st, 1979. Imam Khomeini's historic speech outlining the state of affairs of the course of the revolution. You have gained victory through your exceptional efforts in unity of expression. Of course, as the first step, your victory is now in the initial stage, in as much as you have swept aside from the scene the main traitor, named Muhammad Reza, although it is said that he is making frantic effort abroad. Even now that his own masters have cerned him and are not allowing him entry, he's seeking help from some of his likes in order to find a way out of his predicament. But he's thinking in vain to be able to hold the reins of power once again after this dynasty's 50 years of treachery and after 30 or so years of crimes and treason committed by these treacherous men against this country, pushing it backward. He has transformed our country's culture into a culture of colonialism.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, and we are trying to present some of the sayings of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, on the victory of the Islamic Revolution. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, in a saying says that the final victory is when Islam, in all dimensions, and its rulings, is being established in Iran. And the greater victory is that Islam rulings in all regions of the world. And the greater victory is that when Islamic rulings in all regions of the world is going to be implemented. Islam is the source of human happiness. We have been saying that the revolution that had happened in Iran in 1979 had three major factors. One was the leadership of Ayatollah Khomeini, that played a key role with charisma and specific characteristics of the late Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was very influential in the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The second was the nation themselves, the people, who backed him, who backed the leadership. But what is the turning point, what is the main factor that connects these two, is the third factor, which is the religion and beliefs of the people, Islam.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Islamic rulings were something that people raced for, and Imam Rahmatullah Ali says that the final victory is the time that, inshallah, indirectly and implicitly, he says that the time that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam comes and he's going to implement Islamic rulings over the scene of the earth, and all the humanity will benefit from Islamic rulings, and Islam by itself has come for the prosperity and happiness of the mankind. The final victory is then that Islam is going to be widespread in the world. So still we are seeing and we are looking at three factors that caused the Islamic Republic to happen. That is the factors of the victory, one of which was Islam and Islamic beliefs. That Imam hopes that, inshallah, in future, when it is going to get connected to the final government of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Islam would be widespread in the whole world, and it will show its effects and fruits to the whole mankind. We wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand that time when Islamic rulings are being implemented in the whole world.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never forget to say,